You're listening to the Grow Great Daily Brief number 241 for Monday, July the 8th, 2019. My name is Randy Cantrell. I'm your host here. The website is growgreat.com. Asking and answering tough questions. When I was about 27, I uttered a statement one afternoon while my team was wrestling with some customer service challenges, and the statement was this: the quality of our questions determines the quality of our business. I didn't have any idea at the time how profound that was and how much of an impact it would have on my entire career from that point forward. The statement was provoked by our company's inability to consistently deliver the experience that I wanted for our customer. Dumb problems, just idiotic problems, were frustrating me. Problems that I felt we should easily avoid, but we were not avoiding them because, well, we were failing to ask customers the right questions. So we grabbed a stack of invoices that had problems attached, put them through the rigorous post-mortem, met with each salesperson of each ticket to review the conversations that they had with the customer. Then we got together with the teammates whose help might have been needed to complete the transaction. And immediately, it was clear that we had a problem. We were not asking very good questions. The result? We were not getting clear enough answers, and it was causing us to fail the customer repeatedly. And that's when I first uttered that phrase, the quality of our questions determines the quality of our business, because it just seemed so blindingly obvious to me and to everybody else. So we quickly devised a series of questions, better questions, to improve our ability to give customers a consistently extraordinary experience. And presto, I mean, just like that, it worked amazingly well with tremendous consistency. Our customer experience delivery, it shot up by quantum leaps, and it was ridiculously predictable. In fact, it was virtually autopilot. Very soon, the exceptions were when we dropped the ball. We had turned things around by asking and answering tough and sometimes even not so tough questions. I became a lifelong proponent for figuring out better questions to ask and for deeper courage, if necessary, to answer the questions or find the answer. Now, a few years earlier in my career, I had figured out that these what if questions that we business people are so fond of asking, they really have a more practical benefit other than to just kind of serve as a brain game. And this is especially true when we're asking worst case scenario questions. And we all do this. What's the worst thing that can happen? Bravery. Well, bravery is needed to answer that question. The problem is most people ask the question. They don't answer it. And rarely will the answer seem so plausibly likely. Sometimes people will say, well, it could kill me. Well, that's not literally the case. Worst case scenarios are infrequently the worst case. And even if they are, we can likely recover. Tough questions. Tough questions are not about making people intentionally uncomfortable or tense with some show of force or authority or power. They're about helping us come face to face with clarity. It's about digging deep enough to find the truth so we can fix a problem, see a problem more clearly, seize an opportunity. Some of the highest quality questions can be personal. That is, they deal with our lives professionally and personally. So no matter what the question may be or what area it may impact, be precise, be specific. For example, our Quantum Leap innovative idea back when I was 27 was largely the result of figuring out how we could ask our customers better questions. We had not been asking good questions. We were asking very non-specific questions that, well, they wouldn't help us. And they certainly wouldn't help us serve the customer better. Keep in mind the trifecta of business building, getting new customers, serving existing customers better, and not going crazy in the process. Well, we were failing at number two and three. We were not serving existing customers better, and it was driving us absolutely crazy. Part of our problem involved delivering items to our customers' homes. Turns out we were not asking customers a good question. What we were asking was a really stupid question. Is there anything unusual about your delivery? Is there anything unusual about your delivery? Guess what the answer was 100% of the time? No, nothing unusual about our delivery. Now, it didn't seem unusual to them. This is their home. Never mind that there might be 100 steps out front with a 40-degree incline. They were used to it. Wasn't unusual to them. And besides, who wants to admit there's something unusual about their situation, about their home? And then when our delivery team would arrive and they'd look up at those 100 steps up the steep incline, they were not happy. In fact, sometimes they were ill-prepared. Rather than ask a yes or no question, we modified the question. And here was the new question. Well, it really wasn't a question at all. It was more of a request, and it sparked a dialogue. Imagine that. Imagine that you're going to get better information from dialogue than a yes or no question. Here it was. Describe how we need to come into your house to make this delivery. Well, guess what? The customer would then tell us. Well, you're going to need to come through the front door. If the truck parks on the street, there are going to be about 100 steps up a pretty steep incline. Blah, 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 blah. Well, now we're off to the races. Now we're finding out what we need to know. And now we're able to ask deeper, more probing questions so that we can get these delivery instructions just as precise as our questions. That precision made us more efficient, more effective, and it gave us the opportunity to deliver a superior experience to every customer every single time. That's the power of great questions. They foster greater answers. Hey, it's a busy week here inside the Yellow Studio, so I have decided I'm going to step away. Now, I know it's summer, and no, it's not vacation. This is hardcore work time for me, but I'm going to step away from the podcast. I don't know how long. I'm not going to commit because I've got some really important things that I have absolutely positively got to get done. Now, this is your opportunity. I'm going to give you got two opportunities here. And frankly, yeah, the latter may be better than the former. Here's the first one. It's your opportunity to go back, check out some of the back episodes. You haven't caught every episode of the Grow Great podcast, surely. If you have, man, hats off. I love you. But go back, listen to some that you haven't heard. Maybe go back and listen to some of your favorite ones. Or here's probably the better opportunity to tell you the truth. It's your opportunity to stop listening for a while. Stop listening to me and everybody else and just get really focused on these important projects that you've got that maybe need a little bit more of attention and time than you've given them. So don't use me as an excuse for your distraction. Don't use any excuse. Be well, do good, grow great. I will be back just as quickly as I can, Lord willing. In the meantime, I greatly appreciate you listening, clicking play, subscribing, visiting the website, which is growgreat.com. My name is Randy Cantrell. Talk to you soon.